Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's recent visit to Saudi Arabia has drawn significant attention amid growing regional tensions and just before a new round of indirect negotiations between Iran and the United States. His trip to Riyadh, which took place prior to his scheduled talks in Oman and ahead of US President Donald Trump's expected visit to the region, underscored its geopolitical and diplomatic importance. During the visit, Araghchi met with Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan to discuss a range of issues. According to official statements, the two sides focused on enhancing bilateral relations, regional security, and the upcoming US-Iran talks. Since diplomatic ties were restored between Tehran and Riyadh in 2023 through Chinese mediation, both nations have prioritized improving cooperation, especially in economic and diplomatic areas. Araghchi proposed reviving joint economic and cultural commissions, while Bin Farhan welcomed the progress and highlighted dialogue as essential for resolving long-standing Middle East tensions. A key recent development was Saudi Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman's visit to Tehran, where he delivered a letter from King Salman to Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This gesture signaled Riyadh's interest in upgrading ties and expanding collaboration. Observers view this as a start of a new chapter in Iran-Saudi relations, with potential for joint projects in energy, maritime security, and cooperation within OPEC and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Security in Persian Gulf and Red Sea, especially regarding the Yemen crisis, was another major topic. Despite past rivalries, both Iran and Saudi Arabia appear to recognize the need for cooperation to stabilize the region without foreign interference. Officials stressed that continued conflict only benefits external actors, especially the United States and Israel, who seek to exploit regional divisions. Both nations also agreed on the need for a united Muslim stance against Israeli actions in Gaza, with Iran and Saudi Arabia viewing this as a top priority. Their limited but notable cooperation has already yielded results. Saudi Arabia's decision not to join US military actions in Yemen has helped protect its interests. In a press conference in Jeddah, Araghchi emphasized regional political support for any agreement, stating that Saudi Arabia's involvement was key to sustainable outcomes. While Riyadh is not directly involved in the Oman negotiations, it could play a facilitative role given its ties with Washington. Hosting Araghchi ahead of Trump's trip signals Riyadh's intention to balance its foreign policy, maintaining Western alliances while deepening ties with Tehran. The mutual visits of high-ranking officials from both countries suggest a model of cooperation that limits outside influence. As Saudi Arabia seeks to diversify its regional relationships, Iran remains central to that strategy. Araghchi's visit, set against the backdrop of nuclear negotiations and regional crises, indicates growing diplomatic momentum. Despite differences, both nations are moving toward dialogue and cooperation, seeking a locally driven, lasting approach to managing regional challenges.